Restoring My Soul, Monday the 8th of April, called to be our High Priest. When the Father gave the Son the cup of sin, he was calling the Son to author a pathway of salvation from the death of sin and separation from God to eternal life and fellowship with Yahweh. To do this, Jesus Christ needed to learn obedience through the things which he suffered, as he, through eternal spirit, priested himself a living sacrifice. This was a great cost to the Father. Not only had he already lost the whole of mankind through sin, but now he had also lost his only begotten Son, who was numbered with the transgressors. However, the Father trusted that the Son would proceed by eternal spirit to accomplish his will by becoming a man in the image and likeness of God and a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The rending of the Godhead was manifest as Jesus, being in agony, prayed more earnestly. His sweat became like great clots of blood all over his body, which fell down to the ground. The suffering and bleeding of the Lamb of God revealed that the Godhead itself was torn and bleeding, and it remained torn and bleeding until the offering journey was completed. Inasmuch as becoming mortal was essential to being an offering for sin, it was also necessary for Christ's glorification as a high priest. As Paul also observed, "Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that is, in their mortal condition, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation or atonement to God for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted." The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 to 10, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 12, Luke chapter 22 verse 44, and Hebrews chapter 2 verses 17 and 18. For further study, Hebrews chapter 8.